Grassley, The Deep State is so deep its people get away with political crimes. By Joshua Klein on July 6, 2020. In a series of tweets today, Sen.Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, described the depth of the deep state as so great that its members get away with political crimes. In one tweet, Grassley referred to recent remarks by Attorney General Bill Barr asserting that President Donald Trump was indeed the target of an organized effort to remove him from office. Grassley fears U.S. Attorney John Durham's ongoing investigation into the origins of the Russia hoax may avoid making a final determination or bringing prosecutions, so as not to influence the upcoming election. Grassley was referring to comments Attorney General Bill Barr made in an interview aired yesterday on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Maria Bartiromo, a source said to me a couple of years ago, speaking of the Russia collusion story, that this was the closest the United States ever came to a coup to take down a president since the assassination of Lincoln. Is that an appropriate statement? Barr, in this sense I think it is the closest we have come to an organized effort to push a president out of office, but I'm not reaching a judgment as to what the motivations there were. Subsequently, Grassley wrote that the deep state is so deep that its members get away with political crimes. In prepared floor remarks released last week, Grassley questioned whether Obama and Biden deliberately took steps in the final hours of their administration to undermine the incoming administration. It sure looks like they did, he concluded. Grassley then noted how the incoming Trump administration was unaware of the fact that Obama, Biden, Comey, and Strzok were busy setting the stage for what would become a multi-year struggle against the baseless-slash-unfounded-slash-groundless-slash-unsubstantiated notion that the Trump administration colluded with the Russian government. So much for a peaceful transition of power, he remarked. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.